Bill Robert was named a finalist
for the Hall of Fame yesterday in the coach contributor category. What's your reaction to that and his candidacy?
Great, yeah. I mean, he's been there for quite a while, and you know, certainly things he's done in this organization and his contributions in the league. He's a strong candidate.
High noon here on Jones and Keith. WEEI. It's Bill Belichick. Second time we played that. Really talking up his former boss. That was back in July of 2022, so 2 years ago. Really talking up Robert Kraft as a Hall of Famer, huh? Bill Belichick, football historian.
Couldn't shut him up.
Just like, going on.
Too much, Bill, too much.
On and on and on. Like, dial it down a little bit, would you, Bill?
He's a strong candidate, is what he said.
Meanwhile, he's like, Rodney Harrison should be in the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of
you
Famer.
You don't know football and if yeah, Rodney Harrison's right, not exactly. in the Hall of Fame. How dare you?
How could he not be in there? Like, you're crazy. Did this, that, the other things. Got stats. Everything's like, what about Robert? Yeah, strong candidate.
Yeah, no, he's a strong candidate. Hang on, I got to go take a dump.
Yeah, that was before he got canned by the guy. How do you think he feels now?
Yeah, no, that was while he was being paid.
Correct.
Handsomely.
Yep.
By Robert Kraft. That's the most he could say. So Lord knows how the man really feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's hour number three, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to that. Coming up 15 minutes from now, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. If you're wondering why we're talking about Robert Kraft, his Hall of Fame candidacy, Don Van Natta, DVN, writes today at ESPN, Winners Write History, Inside Robert Kraft's 12-Year Hall of Fame Quest. Let me just give you the lead to this story again.
Sure.
Because I think it underscores nicely where we're at in this story. No current owner, writes Van Natta, has tried harder to get into the Hall of Fame or been denied longer than Robert Kraft. Beginning in 2012, which I'll reiterate, Robert did not have six Super Bowls then. He had three. So it's a little different. Oh, he's got more championships than any owner in the history of the sport.
Yeah,
not,
right.
Not
the case
then.
Has gotten stronger, but at the original start of this whole
yeah.
thing,
look,
it wasn't.
Look, he had a good case
good.
Then.
I mean, he should still be in.
You said it. Yeah. He's got as many then as Jerry Jones had.
Yeah.
But it wasn't six is my only point. Kraft supporters have lobbied Hall voters on his behalf since 2012. Eddie DeBartolo, the disgraced 49ers owner.
This guy lost the team.
He's inducted in 2016 despite losing his team in 2000 over his connection to an extortion case.
Yikes.
He's got five Lombardis. Kraft at the time, this is 2016, not when the campaign started, but when DeBartolo got in, Kraft had four.
Right.
Some Hall of Fame voters assured the disappointed members of Kraft's inner circle that he would be next. Jerry Jones, inducted in August of 2017. The Cowboys owner threw himself a glitzy party in Canton, headlined by Justin Timberlake. Nice.
Yeah, it is not bad.
Good little.
He brought Sexy back, I believe.
He did.
I know it left for a while.
Although, as you pointed out, he brought in Timberlake, but he did not bring back Fatone.
No.
Kirkpatrick.
Not
Bass.
Bass. And the other guy. Famously, the other guy.
J.C. Chazet.
Oh, good pull.
Good pull, thank you.
That is from the clouds.
Back, I pretended like I didn't know it.
Smart.
Back in Foxborough, Kraft and his supporters reacted to Jones's induction with anger and confusion. As we're talking this out.
Yep.
It makes that Bill comment about Jerry Jones a few years ago just twist the knife that much more.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Just
and that's
going
why,
on and on. Jerry and Steven, they know their football.
Well,
this and that. And what a great facility. And oh.
Definitely. Oh, 100%. And that's also why Dallas was such a prime candidate, I thought, to bring in Bill Belichick. But Jerry Jones, all the stuff we say about Jerry Jones, one thing that he does is he gives his coaches a long runway.
Yeah.
Way longer than they probably should.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay two.
He doesn't want to pay two, but he also... I think he thinks it looks more stable than it is if you're like, well, we've only had three head coaches or four head coaches.
Yeah, you look less
the hot
meddling.
Potato coaching looks crazy.
You look like Dave Tepper looks like a meddling owner because he's firing his coach.
He's a maniac.
Every other day.
1 year they're in, they're out,
right.
And everything else. So Jerry Jones isn't going to do that. But I think Bill would have jumped at the opportunity to go to Dallas.
Agreed.
Part because of this.
Kraft seethed that Hall of Fame voters didn't seem to appreciate Kraft's work to grow the league through media and labor deals and the Patriots' unparalleled dynasty. Kraft saw the selection of his arch-rival, Jones, as an insult and a verdict that Jones is more responsible for the NFL's astonishing success.
Mm.
He hasn't been to the NFC title game in two decades, and he gets in? Yeah. Kraft told the confidant.
It's true.
How does that work? So this is an interesting story for a variety of reasons, Keith. It opens up a lot of different discussions. Number one, should owners be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
So I'm with you. My Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame.
Players.
Coaches. I'll allow some coaches. I'd keep it real tight on the coaches, but
only
I'll allow
a couple.
Some coaches.
But like Bill Belichick would be in my Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, right. He's in there.
Okay, so I would have Bill in my Hall of Fame, but I would have player, and I would have a small hall. I'm a big small hall guy.
Yeah,
not a lot of guys get in.
Nope.
Pretty tough to make that cut. Get in the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame.
Ty Law, nobody else.
Pretty much Ty Law, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
That ends the list. Those are the only eligible guys that are
it's
in.
The whole hall. Okay, but yeah, I would. We would
no
not
owners.
Have owners.
I wouldn't have an owner in any of the sports. I wouldn't have owners.
Fine. So we agree on that, but. Yeah.
They are in.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame allows owners, and there's been five since 2000. DeBartolo, Ralph Wilson, Jerry Jones, Dan Rooney. I think Art might have already been in. I think Dan Rooney got
Andy
in.
Andy Rooney? Mickey Rooney.
One of the Rooneys. And who was the latest that also got in? I'm trying to remember. Pat Bowlen.
Yep.
And
yep.
Some of that was health related. A lot of it was health related.
Yeah.
Why they got him in when they did. And I know Kraft felt jumped in line by Jerry Jones, DeBartolo, even Bowlen. Maybe he understood with the health situation.
Sure.
But five other owners have gotten in just since 2000. So they let owners in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if we're letting them in, Kraft has better accolades than those owners, right?
Yes. So you and I would not put owners in, but they do put owners in, so he should be in.
Kay.
It's as simple as that.
So why isn't he? We kicked around all the different reasons. Deflategate, Spygate, Orchids of Asia. You know, never mind.
Wanting it so bad. That has rubbed people the wrong way.
Dynasty,
like.
The book, Dynasty, the series, and the pressure campaign,
yep.
Which is really where I land. And I think the Dynasty book and Apple TV series, I think those are all part and parcel to it. It's the pressure campaign. It's not the scandals.
I do think
it's the pressure campaign.
I do think that it doesn't seem like Deflategate as much, but Spygate's what really pissed off the other owners and maybe other people in the league.
I didn't read it, but
referenced a bunch.
It's cited quite a bit in the story.
It's referenced a bunch. Now, I don't think that's going to keep Bill Belichick out of the Hall of Fame, but I think they don't like how it was handled. They don't like sort of the slap on the wrist that the franchise got. They don't like that Bill Belichick never even missed a game for all of that, which Robert Kraft, to his credit, was sort of... That's back when, you know, Roger Goodell listened to him a little bit. Then Deflategate happens and he did not listen to Robert Kraft at all. And Brady's canned for four games. But I think the rest of the league doesn't like that. It is a big scandal. Like, you can choose to believe it helped or didn't help, whatever, with wins and losses. But it was a big scandal across the league. So I think that was on the mind of some of these voters. I also think the massages down in Florida at least postpones it a little bit. I can't imagine that's going to keep him out for good. But... the year after, the second year after, maybe they're like, there's one of those sources in there. It's like, we need to distance ourselves from that.
The timing, like, the timing.
Yeah, I think
Kraft
the timing
on that.
But overall, now the Dynasty documentary series backfired on him way more than he ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
And twofold.
Which, by the way, he's tried to distance himself from it. He's like, I was disappointed in some of what was in there.
Right.
I didn't even have say, which is all, if you read the full story, it's all trash, and you knew it was trash.
But also, people aren't buying it.
No.
Smart fans, which is what Patriots fans are. People who listen to the show, smart.
Those are smart
they
fans.
Smart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they saw that as just ripping Bill Belichick while he was always already out the door, which is also crazy. It's bad timing, too, for Kraft, because... maybe he didn't fire Bill, or maybe Bill was coming off a good season, and then it doesn't look like you're just dumping on the guy on his way out the door. But it backfired because Patriots fans didn't like it. But then also, those like voters around the league are like, oh, here he goes again, another one of these like pitches to get in.
So I think it's about the pressure campaign and how badly Kraft wants it. It's a little sad. Like, and as a texter pointed out earlier in the show, 37937, you can also call us, 617-779-7937. As a texter pointed out, like, oh, it's the one thing you can't buy. And it's a little sad and it's a little pathetic.
Yeah, there's some of that.
And so here's what they write about Stacey James, who we're familiar with, maybe not all listeners are familiar with. It's media relations for the Patriots. As Keith, you said earlier, if you ever hear the voice at the end, one more question at the end of a press conference, that's Stacey James.
Mm-hmm.
As Kraft's spokesperson and his lead Hall of Fame lobbyist, Stacey James has called, texted, dined, cajoled.
Cajoled. Now I'm going to need a definition on cajoled.
Cajoled, isn't that like...
is it just a conversation?
No.
Is there
like,
some back scratching? Is there a meal of food?
I want to say cajoled. If we could fact check
drinks?
On this. I want to say cajoled is, you're being real persuasive.
I'll be honest. I don't even know how to spell it.
C-A.
Cajole.
J-O-L-E-D. Yes, verb, yes.
Yep. To persuade someone to do something by sustained coaxing or flattery.
There you go. It's
so there's some coaxing involved.
Overly persuasive
C-A-J-O-L-E.
Coaxing.
C-A-J-O-L-E.
Cajole. And that is a verb.
Nailed it. You're on to the next round, Bill.
He also backslapped voters.
Ooh. Not too hard, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. That's assault, brother.
I get why they're not voting. In recent years, James has emailed voters a six-page dossier.
It's too much on an email. It's way too much.
Smart brevity.
It's not even in the email. You got to click on it. It's an attachment.
Yeah, my friends over at Axios, smart brevity. I'm a big proponent. Six-page dossier, get half a page. That thing should be half a page.
You're like, let's
really?
Pour this down.
Really, it should be one sentence. Six Super Bowls.
A tweet.
Thank you.
If you can't put it in a tweet,
yes,
then maybe it's not worth it. Yeah, I'd say six Super Bowls help prevent a lockout.
Six.
I tossed that in.
Oh, fine.
Six Super Bowls help prevent a lockout.
Well, you were one of the owners that locked the players out, but yes, you helped.
Six Super Bowls. Fine.
You helped end the lockout. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
Greater
yes.
than DeBartolo.
Yes. It extols Kraft's many achievements as an NFL owner. The highlights include buying and reviving the team in the 90s.
Sure. I do think there is something to that because in the 90s, if you looked at the NFL franchises, top to bottom, you were to rank their sort of significance, importance, value, Patriots are at the bottom. That was a trash franchise.
Right. How many teams were in the league then? 28, something like that?
Yeah, they added teams, and now they're one of the five most valuable, aren't they? Or second, third?
I think they're two in the NFL and maybe two in professional, like top five in professional sports in the world. So,
that's good. That's a feather.
Whatever.
Cap.
I don't care about your business deals, but whatever. Winning six championships, that should count for something.
Mm-hmm.
Cobbling together decades of labor peace with the players' union and helping the league land its mammoth TV and streaming rights.
Pretty good.
Every summer, James obtained a list of subcommittee voters. He phoned them, cornered them at Super Bowls.
See, this now is teetering on an aggressive.
Invited them to lunch or dinner.
Can you corner someone and then cajole them?
I think you do. Yeah, once you corner them, that's when you cajole them.
Then you cajole them after you've cornered them.
Yeah, persuasive. Coax. Verb.
Coax.
Invited them to lunch or dinner, or a visit to the owner's suite, whatever it took to whip up the votes.
Hmm.
He also sought voters' advice, asking how much lobbying is too much.
I would just take the free lunch and then be like, I'm still not voting.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Screw that guy.
I got that lunch, though.
What would be helpful, and when should he back off? He also made sure to send out... The Dynasty, the book, the Jeff Benedict vehicle that turned into the Apple TV series.
Yeah.
To at least five voters over the years.
Including one voter twice. What a great detail in there.
Hey, did you get your Dynasty book?
I haven't heard. Maybe it didn't, get it in the mail.
Yeah, here you go. Here you go.
So somebody told Don Van Natta, is like, yeah, they sent me that book twice.
This a-hole sent it to me.
Twice.
Two times.
So no wonder it was a New York Times bestseller. They sent it to every season ticket holder and every voter.
Yeah,
did anybody actually buy the book with their hard-earned money?
I didn't. Yeah, who bought that book? Who bought that book? Who bought that thing? Who read it?
It was also a long book. Not as long as this article, but it was long.
It's more than I wanted to read before my first cup of coffee this morning.
Seriously.
I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But so there you go. We, as you said, Keith, we read it, so you didn't have to. And here's our real takeaway on it. You don't need to read all the details. We read you, I think, some of the juiciest ones. There's a lot, by the way, on who had control over the Apple TV series, which, just know this.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have any question, and you shouldn't have.
Nope.
If you have any question if Kraft had influence, say, final say, control over it, just get rid of that. That's now gone and dead. I'm not going to bore you with all the details. They're in there. And, for instance, at his first meeting, they made sure to keep the massage parlor scandal out of the documentary.
Right.
Benedict agreed. It's not in there. Every other scandal the Patriots ever had. So that stuff like that should just tell you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, should owners be in a Hall of Fame? There's question number one.
No.
Should Robert Kraft be in? Does it bother you that he's not in the Hall of Fame? And what do you think is keeping him out? You can weigh in on all that. 617-779-7937. We can get back into Bill Belichick as well. Is he helping his cause with all of the media appearances that he's making? Meanwhile, the Patriots are winning games without him.
You know, going into this second week against Seattle, Seattle's got to come across the country.
Yep.
You know, they got a new head coach. The Patriots, if they play the game the way they played last week, they'll win this week. They'll be 2-0. You know, mistake free, get a couple turnovers, win the special teams battle, win on third down. They did every single one of those things. It looked like a stereotypical Bill Belichick type game.
It's the Jerry Jones Hall of Fame party, right?
Oh yeah. Must have been really popping off that night.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, be a little less sexy. If you could.
Can't help himself.
But this is what Robert is jealous of.
Yeah. Hall of Fame parties.
Hall of Fame parties. Yep. Can't believe Jerry Jones got in before he did. Meanwhile, you hear Julian Edelman talking about the Patriots and how they've started 2-0. They're doing it exactly how Bill Belichick wants to coach it and exactly how Bill Belichick would do it. And it turns out the Patriots, for one week, are winning with Bill's guys the way Bill wants to without Bill. And so is he helping himself?
And if only Bill was ever asked about
it. Yeah, seriously.
He's on eight different platforms, and yet he's able to avoid it every time.
Okay, so, Terp, do you have an example of this? Were you able to find this? Bill with Lombardi.
Lombardi, yeah. And Patricia. Okay. Right? This is the who's who, I think.
So this was pointed out to us. I didn't realize this. But Bill, I guess, was pivoting left and right.
Yeah, they were talking about – so we talked yesterday about how McAfee had him on for 40 minutes and the Patriots and Gerard Mayo never came up.
And I got a tweet. We got a call or text yesterday, and somebody tweeted me after the show. Maybe you were on it as well. They were like, I just want to reiterate. McAfee teased they were going to ask Bill about what happened in Cincinnati. That's right. And he never did, and he had him on for 40 minutes. So we talked
Manning
about that
cast,
yesterday.
Never brought it up.
Manning cast, I didn't watch a lot of, but it wasn't on there.
First game in over 20 years.
Yep.
Without Bill Belichick coaching the Patriots.
They win without
his
him.
His former draft pick and assistant coach is now the head coach.
Yeah.
Don't ask him about it.
Don't.
And
God, no.
Was it Terp that brought this up, too, or Brian the other day? The biggest upset on the board.
Yes.
It was the biggest upset on the board.
Biggest week one upset since 2018 or something like
and
that.
And nothing.
Nothing. Not one thing.
Not even a sniff.
Not even a joke like, hey, I guess they didn't miss you last week. Ha ha ha.
And so apparently with Lombardi, they
Bill can't handle it.
They kind of like were about to scratch the surface of it, and then it kind of went in a different direction.
Yeah, Terp, you got that? Let me hear that. I haven't heard this yet.
I kind of felt like the teams that understood who they were early. I mean, clearly New England was not going to let Jacoby Brissett beat them, so they were going to run the football. And Cincinnati obviously didn't do a good enough job of making New England play left-handed, and that's why they start the season once again losing the opening game.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing in Pittsburgh, right? Pittsburgh and Atlanta. Pittsburgh,
I mean,
don't turn the ball over, play good defense, keep the score down.
Yeah, same
I don't
thing.
Say win ugly, but win.
Win ugly.
And, they did.
That's how they win.
Do you have any comment at all about the Patriots? No, Pittsburgh did the same thing. That's amazing.
That is.
I'm surprised Lombardi even mentioned
no,
it. In
I,
his
no,
presence,
I was just going
to
say,
honest.
Like, I almost want to half give Lombardi credit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not. I mean, he let Bill just, you know, completely pivot away from it.
But he brought him up. He in got his presence.
You got David Muir fact check him, is what you got to do. He didn't go there. But Lombardi, I want to half give him credit for that.
No, I know he brought him up, and then he was just like, yeah, Pittsburgh did the same thing.
Yeah. You're
like, all right, so. Did you not watch the Pats game, Bill? You watched every other game. You watched the Steelers.
No, I mean, I guess it's a little like Pittsburgh, but like, what the hell, Bill?
Steelers, Falcons. Okay. Like, ugh.
So we all know why. Yeah. Bill can't handle it.
No.
And so here's a scenario. If the Patriots win six games with all Bill's guys and Bill isn't there, Bill's going to look like a clown. And it's already been a bad week for Bill. Bill's going to look like a clown if the team looks more competent without him. So this idea that teams are going to be lining up for Bill, no one lined up for him last year. No one lined up
for
him.
No, he got like one interview.
He wasn't even a top three finalist in Atlanta. That was his interview. Mm. Dallas could have had him last year. They chose to keep McCarthy.
Keep McCarthy.
Philly could have had him last year. They chose to keep
Sirianni.
The Bills didn't move on from McDermott.
Nope.
So like this idea, people are going to line up for Bill if the Patriots win more games without him. I don't buy that. There's a real chance Bill looks worse after sitting out for a year. And he's a year older. Despite trying to be hip and in touch and, you know, Steve Buscemi, how we doing, fellow kids? Despite also, like, trying to do that, I don't think any of it's going to work.
When is it too much, too? Like, I mean, we talked about this when he kept adding jobs and we were on the air and you're like, oh, he just got a fifth job, just got a sixth job. It's like, does he really need to be on every different?
No.
You mentioned earlier how the Manning cast ratings were way down. Like, people aren't really all into the Manning cast. You're like, is Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Bill Belichick? You'd think football fans would be all over that. No, they weren't. Lowest ever.
Ratings are down. The lowest ever for the Manning cast.
Bill is everywhere.
And it might have a lot to do with DirecTV.
That
probably took a big bite out of it. But also, you figure you'd get a tune-in factor for Bill, and they're not.
No.
Because, right. Because
he's everywhere, and as a Patriots fan, you're realizing early on he's not even talking about the Patriots.
Yeah.
So he's talking about everybody else, and you're like, all right, so I'm out.
Well, it's oversaturated. If Bill had not talked all week last week on Inside the NFL, on his Underdog podcast with Matt Patricia,
Coach, a million
other places,
yep.
The McAfee Show, if I hadn't heard from Bill, and the first time we heard from him was on the Manning cast, I would have tuned in.
Yep.
But instead, I'm like, yeah, I heard from him all last week. I'm going to watch Buck and Aikman. Real quick, before we get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday, let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
Jones, how you doing? Keith, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Listen, you know I've been listening intently.
Yep.
Adam, I am concerned. You are the Dark Knight. You are the Boston sports vulture, the demon.
What I do wrong?
And
this
you've
time?
Been very positive this week.
Yeah, what I
no,
do wrong?
I'm just calling to say,
be surprised.
If you had said on the show that Kraft should be in the Hall of Fame, I was getting ready to send help, you know?
So, okay, good.
What is going
that's
on?
That's the reason for my call.
Got it.
That's all I got.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Talk.
I was back in my lane today. I see what
you
he's
were.
Saying. Good.
But he should be in the Hall of Fame if you're putting owners in. Just we don't think owners should be in.
Yeah, right.
That's sort of the line that we got.
Yeah, we're dancing on both sides of that line.
A little
like
bit.
It. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't put him in.
Jones Keefe Hall of Fame, which we could start doing, and every day we sort of nominate a new person.
I like that.
Small What's, hall.
Who's in the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame right now?
Ty Law, Randy Moss.
I think I'd fight you on Randy Moss.
Not a Hall of Famer?
Well, I'm sorry, Patriots. No, no, Patriots Hall of Famer I'd fight you on. Yeah,
well, this is the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame.
An NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You put Randy Moss in the Hall of Fame?
I guess you got it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You didn't win.
Do you have any wide receivers? Oh, yeah, you need your wide receivers and a bunch of rings?
Jerry Rice.
Okay, you have Jerry Rice in.
Yep.
That's it?
You're the small hall guy
Randy
over there.
Moss. I'll put Jerry Rice in there. That's
okay.
Fine.
Oh, Jerry Rice is in. Okay.
Dion?
Dion should be in.
I'll have Dion in.
Coach.
No, not as a coach. It's going sideways.
As
right
a coach.
Now.
Don't forget about what he did at Jackson State.
Do you think they lose to Colorado State this weekend?
Is that who they play?
Yeah, they play the Rams.
I'll take the Rams on the points.
Yeah.
Colorado 0-2 ats. I don't even know. I don't even care. 0-2 ats. 617-779-7937. How about some Jerry Rice?
Let's find this.
Or Randy Moss? Colorado or Colorado State?
It's a big one.
How about some would-you-rathers on a Wednesday here, Keith?
Right.
Or I'm sorry, Billy, what do we have for
would-you-rathers? All right, first one up, how are ya? First one is, would you rather have Josh Allen and Keon Coleman or Tua and Tyreek Hill?
All right, so the Thursday night matchup this week is Bills and Dolphins. I think we all agree Josh Allen is better than Tua, but we all agree that Tyreek Hill is better than Keon Coleman. So where does this come down? I think... you know me, I love wide receivers.
You do.
But I'll take Josh Allen and Keon Coleman. I think Coleman could be good. And Allen, I have like a whole tier or two above Tua. We'll see what the shelf life is. He might be sort of, you know, he plays kind of like a Cam Newton style, so it might hit like, you know, hit a wall at some point. But right now, I think he's still an MVP candidate year in and year out. So I will take that combo, but I think it is pretty close.
So I like the quarterback. I feel like we're answering this backwards. I'm the quarterback's guy.
But
Josh Allen's amazing. I definitely think you can win with him. Oh, he's never won anything. He has too many turnovers. No. I definitely think you can win with him. I actually like Keon Coleman. One of my favorite tier two wide receivers after the Harrisons and Neighbors and Adunzes of the world in this draft was Keon Coleman. I liked him a lot.
And he seems hilarious.
That's also true.
Yeah.
And he had a very good week one.
Mm-hmm.
That said, Tyreek Hill is unstoppable. You know, I mean, even the police, they arrest him. He's still playing in the game and catching 80-yard touchdowns.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill is unstoppable on the field. Bad guy off of it.
Yep.
Good guy on it.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to Tua, I think he's just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely high enough where I look at it and go, you can win with that guy.
I was going to say, he needs to win like two Super Bowls for me to be like, oh, yeah,
like,
maybe.
He's like barely.
yeah, he's on that line.
Barely above the line and real close to it. I would say, yes, you can win with Tua. So give me Tua and Tyreek.
Massive game tomorrow, though, with the state of the Jets early on right now. And then, you know, the Patriots, fun first win. But the winner of this Dolphins-Bills game, like, that's a big step forward.
They're going to be tied with the Patriots at 2-0 in the division.
That'll
be good.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Gunnar Henderson or Bobby Witt?
So Gunnar Henderson, I think most years, he and Bobby Witt, if it wasn't for Aaron Judge, we'd be arguing over who the AL MVP is.
Mm-hmm.
They're the young gun shortstops. This is the Nomar and A-Rod from yesteryear. I will go, as much as I like Gunnar Henderson, then give me Bobby Witt. I think he can pick it a little bit better. He runs it better. He's going to win the batting title by like 30 points, even though people don't really care about that. They're both great. I think I'll go Bobby. They're both good athletes, but I'll go Bobby Witt.
Henderson, third base?
Short.
Witt? Oh, he is short?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think he was third base?
Well, there was talk that they were going to move him with Jackson Holliday.
So maybe that's what it was. So he's been playing short the whole time, by mistake.
Yeah.
So I would still go Bobby Witt. And here's why. Isn't he their whole team?
Yep. But they got a good pitching staff, and then they have him.
Yeah, and they went out, you know, they signed Lugo, and they added, you know, Waka, and they made trade deadline moves and everything else. He's their team.
Yeah.
And so, look, Gunnar Henderson is part of a youth movement in Baltimore. They tanked forever. They got a bunch of high draft picks. He's a part of something in Baltimore.
Yep.
Witt's their whole team. And so if you're capable of carrying a team to the playoffs almost by yourself, give me that guy. I'll take Bobby Witt.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have NFL games every single day of the week or only on Sunday?
I'll go on this. I would rather every single day of the week.
Oh, you're out.
That's a lot.
Crazy.
That's a lot.
It's
That's
too
a
much.
Lot. No, it's not too much.
It's like Bill Belichick's job.
It's not too much.
Way too much.
Fantasy.
It's much too much.
Fantasy matchup
when
every day.
When does the week start? When does it end?
Betting,
I can't keep track.
Betting. Yeah, but now you're limiting it to just one day.
One day. All in on Sunday.
I want Monday Night Football. I want Thursday Night Football. I liked the Friday game last week. I could handle a Friday game.
You want Wednesday?
Every single week.
Well, you want a Tuesday, Wednesday
game? But here's
psycho.
I would rather have Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday.
Saturday.
Than just Sunday.
College football plays on Saturday. You have college. You have football on Saturday.
Yeah.
You have the Friday Night Lights. You got the kids playing on Friday. Go out to your local high school game.
College football basically plays every day once you get into.
Yeah, you got Maction.
Once you get into Mac. I know, but this is my point. Sunday. So I like having a game to bet on. I like having a game to bet on Tuesday.
Well,
I like having a game to bet on Wednesday.
You can bet snooker on Wednesday.
But
if you want.
I like betting football.
All right, well, bet it on Sunday, and then that way the red zone.
No, I need my fix the rest of the week.
Every freaking game is on Sunday. Then it's perfect. It's already too much.
So you don't want Monday Night Football?
Well, no, I want Monday Night Football, but not at the expense of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Night Football.
Well, I want that more.
No.
I want that more.
That is so outrageous.
Why is that outrageous?
Football every single day? When does the week start? When does it end?
Who cares?
Oh, I cares.
I bet every day. I got fantasy implications.
Every day. Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good habit.
Fantasy implications. I didn't say it was healthy. I'm just saying now it's something that I want to do.
I drink every day, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, if I'm betting every day and I got fantasy every day, I'm definitely drinking
Lanny, break the tie on this one then. Would you rather
football every day or football
just
one day a week?
Sunday only.
Yes, Billy!
It's the missionary position of football takes is what that is.
Sometimes it can be very good.
You know what?
With belly on belly.
The Bailey to Bailey suplex.
You know what? You guys are right. How dare
gives
I?
You something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You only get so many
games. Talking about the missionaries? Oh, no, he's talking about the games still. He's talking about the games.
Yeah.
I love it. And then that way, because sometimes as the year goes on and bye weeks start to creep in, and you're like, they slate on Sunday.
The games stink.
Kind of a bunch of bad games.
That's true.
And you're like, if everybody played on Sunday, think about the parlays.
Yeah.
Think about how the fun you could have.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about
Tuesday Night Football. I got to get home for Tuesday Night Football.
I'm thinking
like a lunatic.
Monday through I would love to have Tuesday Night Football to look forward to every week.
No, you wouldn't. You need a little bit of a breather.
What else we got?
Would you rather listen to Tom Brady or Tony Kornheiser call a game?
So Tony Kornheiser might have been the worst.
How bad? Was he worse than Miller?
Dennis Miller was pretty bad. He's kind of out of place. Tony Kornheiser, though, even though he was a sports guy, wasn't a very good fit at all. Like, he's good at his show. They've been doing that PTI show for like 1,000 years. But you put him in that setting, as bad as Brady was week one, I'd much rather have Brady because at least it's still Tom Brady. At least it's a quarterback. Maybe it'll get better. Kornheiser was a attempt at it, but it was a swing and a miss.
So I guess here's what I would say about Brady. This is where I'd agree with the it's only 1 week crowd. This is where I'd agree with that.
Okay.
It's only been 1 week. He had a lot of time to prep.
Yep.
But let me see. Give me a few more games. After a month, I might say Kornheiser. But right now, with the unknown with Brady and the known with Kornheiser, how long did he do it? 2 years? Did he only make the 1 year?
Miller,
I think, only got the 1 year. I feel like Kornheiser got a couple. I thought. That's my recollection anyway. But after like a month, I might shift to the Kornheiser side. Right now, I would say it's an unknown with Brady. It was a bad debut, a really bad debut, especially for a guy who had a year plus to prepare. And they hit him, and they're paying him $37 million a year.
Yeah.
Right now, though, I would lean Brady on that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to find where Tony Kornheiser was. 06 to 08.
Oh, wow, so more than I thought. They should have had Kornheiser and Wilbon. They should have just had him PTI the game.
So it looks like ESPN went. So Monday Night, this is just Monday Night Football I'm looking at, and they obviously jumped around.
Which you want to get rid of.
Who is your crew, by the way?
You want to get rid of Monday Night Football. Oh, like when I think of it?
Yeah.
I think of Frank and Alan Dan.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the same age.
Yeah.
That's the crew. No, nobody was better than those guys.
Yeah. Well, there might have been, but that's who
I think.
They
were probably all better than those guys. Yeah, but growing up, the first time you were allowed to watch Monday Night Football,
helmet smashing, and then
Frank and Alan Dan.
Yeah.
And then I remember years later, Dan Dierdorf got punted to like the bad CBS game.
Yep.
And you'd see him and he was pretty bad. And you're like, wait a minute. That's the guy
that
kicked ass on Monday night.
Yeah, whatever. 10-year-old me. Love Frank and Alan Dan.
I was like,
Dan.
Frank and Alan Dan.
Crash those
rapport.
Helmets.
Hank Williams crushing the intro song.
Hank Williams Jr.
Frank and Alan Dan.
Yeah.
They're going to get the thing started.
They're going to get it started.
Nobody was better.
No.
In reality, they were all better. So, no, I'm looking at the.
Well, Al was good.
Al was good still. Was good.
What was that setup?
Al was the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Frank and Dan were like the two color guys. They were both former players.
Yep. I thought Gifford did some play-by-play, too, though, over the years. Didn't he?
Frank?
I thought he did.
I don't know.
Let me fact-check that.
I don't know.
All right. Anyways.
I like Frank.
That's my crew.
Color commentators at ESPN on Monday Night Football went Tony Kornheiser, Joe Theismann, Ron Jaworski, John Gruden, Booger McFarlane, Jason Witten, Brian Greasy.
Okay, Booger was
Lewis
pretty bad.
Riddick. Booger and Witten were terrible.
Witten
was actually worse than
Brady or
Kornheiser,
Witten?
Probably. Brady. Yeah.
Booger or Brady?
Remember they stuck him up in like a machine at one point? They're like, here he comes, Booger. Right,
like, it's like one of those director's chairs.
I was going to say it was like your Nana going up the stairs. Like it was like one of those machines. It was, right? it's like too lazy to the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in one of those. They're like, for a unique perspective, let's go to Booger. And he's like, I'm 6 feet above the field.
Sliding across. He's like,
yeah. Why is he in that thing?
And then they're like, guys, it's not working. Let's put him back in the booth. And then they put him in the booth. And it's like worse.
Hey, Booger, while you're up there, there's some hedges to trim, if you don't mind.
No, but Booger at least lasted a second.
I'd go Booger over Brady.
Maybe. Yeah. Witten was a one and done. Witten was the Steve Wilkes of commentator.
Yeah, no, he was bad. He's what Brady's going to be. One and done.
Yeah, but Brady at least is probably going to play again. Or actually, so did Witten. I take it back. Didn't Witten?
Came back and played.
He did. Witten did come back and play. Sure. Yeah, but now Aikman's obviously do it. Greasy and Riddick were okay. They had that. They were like, yeah. And I think it was because they replaced Witten and Booger. It's probably why they look better.
Yeah, that's true. The order of operations.
Plus, it was a Tessitore thing, right?
Yeah, he stunk too.
Nobody really liked Tessitore. Who? Lanny, you see, he's doing wrestling now?
Yeah, they introduced him on Monday, I
believe. That's probably a good fit for him.
I haven't heard any of it yet, but a lot of the tweets were like, this guy is a good fit.
That's probably a good fit for him. Yeah. Do we have one more, or was that the last one?
Last question, yeah. Would you rather be really hot or really cold?
So, good question, because... especially today, this week it's cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon. How do you dress? How do you go about your day? This is also the only time Davey Eyeballs, my co-host on the Hashtag Dork podcast, and I got into a real argument disagreement in high school was over, would you rather be hot or cold?
Wait, really?
Yeah, for real. Like, we were at baseball practice and we were like whipping the ball at each other and it was like a whole, we almost fought over
really?
This. Yeah, because it was all about, ironically enough, we both agreed we'd rather be cold, but it was because I was setting up the scenario like, you're in like shorts and a t-shirt and you're hot or shorts and a t-shirt and you're cold.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, wouldn't it be like, You're hot in like a sweater and like I'm like then you would take the sweater off.
Yeah,
he's like yeah, but for your scenario. So anyway, we fought over the all the
just guys being dudes.
We got mad.
Just classic guys being dudes.
We're mad at each
nice.
Other.
Nice, good. Like, yeah. I like that.
He almost killed me that day. But I think to me it's not even close. Cold. I hate sweating. I hate being like just out there at 100 degrees. It's the pits. I'd rather be freezing than hot. On the extremes, Jones, you can die either way.
Yep.
So I'm not advocating for like, would you rather have like frostbite or like burns? Like I'm saying like really hot, really cold.
Okay, but let me see if I can jump in. Not at the risk of...
I might fight you. I might jump over the table.
At the risk of you lunging across the desk at me. Where do you think you could survive easier, a desert or like Antarctica?
All right, so you are changing the question.
No, but that's the same idea. It's hot or cold. It's the same idea.
I would say Antarctica.
I can survive way better in a desert.
Doesn't the snow turn into water and you can drink the water? What do you do in the desert? What are you going to do?
I find...
what are you going to find?
A cactus.
You're going to find a cactus?
Yeah, I'll tap into that cactus.
You're going to find mirage.
I think,
you're going to find mirage.
Drink some sand.
Water.
What are you going to eat, though? Real hard to find any food.
Polar bear?
No, I don't think so.
Do you don't think I'd eat a polar bear?
No. I think
couple seals. Oh, there's so much meat on those things?
I mean, a camel. Here you go.
You're not going to eat a camel.
Let me give one to you.
All right.
Can't you drink your urine? I think you can drink your urine. So here we go. I'm in the desert.
I still have pee in Antarctica.
I'm drinking urine. Yeah, well, no, I'm saying I think I have more chance of getting food in the desert.
But would you rather be like sweating
bullets? I just answered you. The desert.
But this isn't about survival. This is about comfort. Would you rather be like really hot?
I'd rather be alive than not alive. I would survive in the desert. I don't think I would survive
in Antarctica. That's actually our next would you rather. Yeah. Alive or dead. We're kind of taking a real turn here. But no, to me, the sweating is the worst. And just like when you walk out of the house, we had a couple of weeks this past summer.
I'd rather
summer.
Sweat than shiver.
No, you're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
You can layer up if you're cold.
You can layer.
You can
up.
Only take off so much when you're hot.
Thank you, Billy.
But what are you carrying around a trunk of stuff where you can just keep layering up?
Give me a hoodie. I'm good. If I have a hoodie, I can survive in anything.
In the freezing cold.
Yes. Put the hood up.
Then
it gets a little hot. You put the hood down.
I don't want you guys to have to see this, but I'm just going fully nude.
Just commando.
Yeah.
Just walking around fully naked. You're still gonna sweat.
A palm frond.
You don't get sunblock.
Yeah. Oh, you're toast.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
That's all right.
That's a major problem.
Oh, you don't think you're going to get any frostbite outside? That's not a major problem?
Not with my hoodie.
Not with his hoodie. Especially with the hood up and the string.
Your whole face is just frostbite. Didn't matter.
Yep, didn't matter.
Good.
Well, just put on a lot of palm fronds. So what?
No.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
I saw Bear Grylls. I know you think Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is a fraud.
I saw him sleeping a camel.
For like 2 seconds.
Dead camel. He walked up on a dead camel.
From Star Wars.
They went into a...
He still did it. He still had to climb in the camel. I'll find a dead camel and cut my way in. And I'll sleep in there. What do you mean? Avoid the sunlight.
You're obviously very resourceful.
Travel in the darkness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Would you rather on Wednesday? Good stuff. You guys almost fought over that. Like a full-on brawl.
Yes. It was bad. We had everything separated.
Nice. All right.
We're running a little hot that day.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to your feedback. And, well, we should get into this. It's quite the debate on the internet. Would you be upset if somebody referred to you by your given name?
Huh?
Let's get to that next.
Who wants to see that, especially after you had the ghost pepper?
Horoscope guy, Bernstein?
No. Oh, no? God, no.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can it always me, has you, been. You can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Got it.
Eddie got you. Eddie's there with you.
All right, this is one of those more bizarre stories you're ever going to come across. This was unfolding as we were on the air yesterday. So there is a Chicago station out in, actually, it's an Odyssey station out in Chicago, 670 The Score.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a show called Bernstein and Holmes. And they were doing
Bernstein.
Bernstein.
That's key. That's a key detail
this
in the story.
This is a major detail from what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
So Bernstein and Holmes is a show. And they were doing a crossover, classic crossover, like we do with the Greg Hill Show or we do with Hart Narcan.
Yeah.
And they had the afternoon show, which had a guy filling in, Barstool Eddie, who's not, I guess, on the show all the time, but he was there. They were in two different locations. And Barstool Eddie, as you heard in that cut, said something. They were talking about, sounded like ghost peppers. He's like, oh, yeah, you into that, Bernstein? And the guy was, like, really upset about it. And he goes, as you heard, you don't know me like that. You can call me Dan or Bernsey.
You can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey.
Bernsey.
But you don't know me like that.
You know, he went, and ludicrous. Sort of like he went ludicrous on him. Get back, get back. You don't know me like
correct.
That.
He went Luda on him. And you can hear like the like kind of like weird laugh, like, okay, like,
right.
I don't know if he's serious or not. And then he went on one of the Barstool shows and was saying how, like, we weren't in the same room, so I couldn't see him. So I didn't really know if he was joking or if he was serious. Turns out he's very serious.
It takes his name very seriously.
So then they were off the air.
How dare you? That's my given name. How dare you?
Like us on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI to see us. But if you're watching them, it cut away, and they go to commercial, so it's not mic'd up. And his host was a little confused. Co-host was a little confused. He looks at him, and you can see a mouth. Like, what did he call you?
He's like, he call you a name or something?
Like, what did
he say?
And he goes, Bernstein. And he says it like, he's like, Bernstein.
No, he makes like a big,
Bernstein.
Yeah.
I
like the Bears.
I don't know this guy at all.
Yeah.
I don't know Barstool Eddie. I have no dog in the fight, as it were. I'm so confused by it. That'd be like, again, if somebody called me Keith.
Yeah, caller.
Which is in the name of the show.
A caller says, yeah,
oh,
Keith.
Yeah, good one, Keith.
Yeah, good one, Keith. And
I
you
don't
go,
know.
How
no.
dare you?
You know, you can call me Rich or you can call me Kiefer. You don't know me like that to
me
Keith.
Call me Adam or call me Jonesy.
Jonesy.
Yeah.
Isn't it the flip side? Like, if the guy was like.
If it's in the name of the show.
And it, right.
Yeah.
But if he was, what if the Eddie called him Bernsey? I could see that being a little too familiar. And if you already don't like the guy, maybe you're like, you don't call me Bernsey.
Let me paint a scenario here at WEEI.
All right, hit me.
Are you, we both know Jermaine Wiggins a little bit. We've known him a long time.
Sure do.
Worked with him at previous stops.
Correct.
Worked with him here for a while at EEI.
Yep.
Is it okay for everybody to just call him Wiggy?
Everybody calls him Wiggy.
Well, I'm saying, but if that's a nickname,
oh.
I'd say, okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, Wiggy the Wiggler. That's another one.
You don't know me like that. You don't know me like that.
Yeah.
Wiggy.
Get back.
But yeah, would he ever say that? Of course not. Because I, especially if your name's right there in the title of the show. I don't understand.
So confusing. I don't get it.
And so, well, I think...
Shut the fudge up.
Wow. Okay, he's mad. That was mad.
Okay, well,
he's coming at you.
Sorry. Should have stuck with Jermaine.
Censored
I'm
him.
Sorry. But so, I think the real backstory on this is that the guy just hates Barstool, right? Isn't that like the real backstory?
Apparently, that's what has come out, is he doesn't like Barstool.
The guy was just ready. He's ready to pounce at Barstool no matter what, which whatever. He doesn't like Barstool.
But
he's allowed to not like him.
Odd thing to take...
It's a weird place to draw the line.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, of all things, you could have found...
Bernstein.
Like, dude, what? Like, how does that bother you?
Call me Jones.
Yeah, call me Jones.
It's like, call me Keith.
Like, let me just...
How dare you?
It's like, that's...
Are you Jones?
Yeah, that is your name.
Are you Keith?
Right, that is your name, bro.
Like, of all things to get mad about, that's one of the strangest I've ever heard of.
It's weird.
And so we saw it, and I'm like, we're on the air, and I see it. All of a sudden, you see, like, Bernstein's trending, like, Barstool's trending, and you're like, all right, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
So now I'm assuming his day is going well. I would imagine there's a few people calling into that show.
I imagine picking that fight didn't go quite. I'm sure he just thought it was dead on the vine when he. Yeah, I put him in his place, Bernstein.
Not having to get away with that again.
Yeah, seriously.
But man, of all the things in this day and age to get upset about, that would be.
Being referred to by your actual name.
It's like the last, like, I wouldn't maybe, even be on the list.
Maybe just for years he's hated that it's Bernstein in the title of the show. He just hates it. He's just like, every day he shows up to work and it's just, this is a breaking point.
Because
like, you pile all this up, yeah. Everybody's got a breaking point.
He did have another show.
He's like, how dare we call this show Bernstein? I hate that we call this show Bernstein. It's called This and Bernstein, Holmes and Bernstein, Bernstein and Holmes. I hear it every day. It's right
that's,
in my face.
That's, you got to take that up with somebody else. You don't take it up with the
but
guy.
But maybe he just lashed out.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know?
Yep. And now they're digging up old tweets on him. I don't think that's going
well,
great.
Well, that that's a whole I thing. Don't yeah. think it's been going great for him.
No.
Hates women's basketball.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of some Oscar selections among some of the other unfortunate tweets.
Well,
him or his wife.
Got
not
it.
A big,
oh,
not a big
throw
fan
his wife
of some
the
of
bus.
The,
that's
I would.
A
I mean,
good
if I were him, I would.
No. But, yeah, so that was... That takes the cake. So now, like, we almost have to grade it. Like, when anybody gets mad going forward about things, and you're like, oh, that's kind of a dumb reason to get mad, we have to put it on the Bernstein scale. But, yeah, but is it as mad as being called your own name and getting upset? Like, no, it's not,
nah,
that.
Nah.
It's not that crazy.
What could possibly do that?
Yeah, no, you're fine.
That's true. Do you know, I'm not sure every listener knows this, and we do Kiefer Madness often at this time.
Yeah.
The original Kiefer Madness was... the
Manti Te'o story.
Thank you. I was blanking on the name. I was about to say Tua. I knew that was
Heisman
right.
finalist Manti Te'o's catfish story.
The Manti Te'o catfish story was the first Kiefer Madness, and we were gonna do a scale for that, weren't we? That was the original. That was one of the original ideas.
Yeah, like 1 to Te'o.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was 1 to Te'o.
On a scale of 1 to Te'o.
That was. That's actually
how crazy
idea.
Is that story?
Yeah,
and that's what never really took
I forgot
off.
About that, but that's a great bit.
That
one
was
Te'o.
1 to Te'o.
Yeah, it's like a 4.
It's a little dated.
It is. Yeah, but I think people get it.
Yeah.
That was a moment in time.
Yeah.
Manti Te'o story.
I mean, they eventually did
a documentary, right? On it?
Yeah, they did like a 2-part Netflix on it.
Yeah.
With the Lene, his like cousin is
Kakua.
Lene Kakua.
Lene Kakua.
Yeah.
Got him.
One to
got him.
Big time got him.
Like, talk about got him.
I mean, we were doing, you know, marriage is a battle, yeah. and Santo won earlier today.
Yep.
That cousin, big win.
That's that
big,
was also
that's a big win.
That was, like you said, there's the original Madness where the idea was we're going to do like a wacky sports story, not realizing we found the wacky sports story of all time.
Yeah, we peaked right away.
And then like 2 days later, it was like, oh, some guy pooped in someone's lawn. We're like, yeah, we're going to do that instead. Right. We'll pivot away from sports and maybe tackle this one.
No more sports stories. Yeah. We lean in on the poop stories, if you don't mind.
We got it.
You know, so anyway, that's what's going on at Barstool. Quite an interesting thing. Don't refer to this man. Don't refer to me by my name, in fact.
It is.
You want to call me Adam? Go for it.
Yeah. You don't call me like that. Jonesy.
You want to call me Jonesy?
Hey, Jonesy.
That's fine. Jonesy. You want to call me Jonesy? Go for it. But Jones, how dare you?
Just don't call me late for supper. It's the worst. Anyway.
All right, 0 to Bernstein, though. New scale.
0 to Bernstein.
We had 1 to Te'o.
Yep.
0 to Bernstein, new scale.
Let's go.
Here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, 617-779-7937. We can get back to the quarterback plans for the Patriots. Have they changed for Drake May? Bill Belichick, is he doing too much? Answer, yes. And on top of that, Kraft and his Hall of Fame candidacy, all that on the way next.